This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. 5 minutes after the hour. It is Friday, January 11th, 2019. If you got your son or daughter or your grandchildren an electronic device for Christmas, new smartphone or a tablet, 3 weeks later, do you know what's on that smartphone or tablet? I was at a diocesan event just a few days ago, and the conversation before the event got started with a bunch of parents is, what's on our kids' smartphones? And we were all sharing different pieces of software that we use to make sure that they're looking at the appropriate things. One piece of software even shuts off the cell phone, the kids' cell phones, at 10 o'clock every night, just shuts it off no matter where they are. We're going to talk about parenting in the digital age with therapist Jim Otremba coming up. And we're moments away from Father Gerald Murray and our Friday spiritual direction and answering your questions of faith this morning. But as we come to this gift of a brand new day, we offer it to the Lord. We invite you to join us now for the morning offering. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer you our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Six after the hour, we go live to New York City. The Parish of the United Nations is the Church of the Holy Family. That's where Father Gerald Murray is the pastor and our Friday spiritual director. Father Murray, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you, John. Good morning.
We celebrate the baptism of our Lord this Sunday. Do you know the date when you were baptized?
I should, because we had to get that baptism certificate when I was entering the seminary, but I really don't remember it. I know the church. It was a church in Brooklyn Heights, St. Charles Borromeo, which is one of the oldest churches in the borough of Brooklyn, but the exact date I don't know.
Yeah, I have to find out, too, in the parish office, because it really is a day that we should celebrate as much as our birth date.
Very true. Actually, that is a good spiritual practice to thank the Lord on the anniversary of your baptism for the grace of becoming a Catholic.
And all of the graces that get unlocked with baptism, it's more than just an event, a family event and a church event when we're babies. We need to unpack all of those graces through our lives. And I'll raise my hand. I'm the first one to say, I'm probably not doing it. How should we unlock all of the graces of our baptism? Should we make as part of our daily prayer routine a renewal of our baptismal vows just to focus on all of these wonderful graces God's given us with that sacrament?
That's a good idea. In fact, you know, in church, we have the holy water fonts, the little stoops they call them also, when you walk into church and you dip your hand in the holy water. And that's designed to remind us of our baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's precisely by doing that as we enter the church physically, we're reminded that it was through baptism that we entered the church through the grace of spiritual adoption by God, the power of the Holy Spirit. So we should thank the Lord for the fact that we are a Christian, because it's a gift from God. Baptism is not something we do to ourselves. It's administered to us. It's given by the priests of the church acting, you know, at the command of Christ to go baptize all nations. So our faith in God originates in God's gift to us, and our response in generosity, of course, has to come every day, as you say, renewing the baptismal promises, renewing that spirit of fidelity. So, yeah, it's something we need to focus on, not think of baptism simply as a family event or something that happened, and now we're going to move on with our life. No, it's the reality that determines who we are. We are members of the Catholic Church, followers of Christ. We are adopted sons and daughters of God, and we were freed from original sin by means of the grace of baptism, and then Christ instituted a second sacrament for post-baptismal sin. That's a sacrament of confession, reconciliation, penance, the different names given to it.
With Father Jerry Murray, our Friday spiritual director, we're looking ahead to Sunday when we celebrate the feast of the baptism of Jesus. Do you know your baptismal date, and how do you still live your baptismal promises? What do you do? 888-914-9149, 888-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. How do you live out your baptismal promises every day? And do you know the date of your baptism and celebrate that? 888-914-9149. We'll hear Luke's Gospel on Sunday, and it's a very deep communication between Father and Son. This is a very intimate moment that we hear in Luke's Gospel. How can we have that same dialogue with God that we hear God have with His Son in Luke's Gospel?
I think we need to imitate our Lord when it says that He went off to a lonely place to pray. You know, He went off to a deserted place to pray. The Lord did engage in the active ministry, His public life, the miracles, the teaching, but sometimes we forget that He spent a lot of time in prayer to God the Father, and He did so apart from the apostles. He would go off. Remember the one occasion the apostles came looking for Him. He had gotten up early in the morning to pray, and they said, "Where are you? People are looking for you." And the Lord knew precisely that by teaching the apostles through His action, mm-hmm. that He would leave a lasting impression in the life of the church. Activism, work, always doing things, is not the first duty. The first duty is to be in union with God through prayer, through that spirit of loving communion with Him. And then as a fruit of that, then we proceed forward. So, you know, my suggestion to Catholics who want to become more united to God is to try to go to daily Mass, and then to try to get there early so that you can spend maybe 15 minutes in silence before Mass begins so you can imitate our Lord who prayed to God the Father in that deserted place, we could say, church before Mass when everything's quiet. It's the right atmosphere.
You know, it's funny you mention that because this happened to me maybe about a year ago, and I had gotten to Sunday Mass. Actually, it was the Vigil Mass on a Saturday afternoon, just because of scheduling, about 30 minutes ahead of time. And the church was exceptionally quiet, and I thank the Holy Spirit for this moment. And so I said, I'll pray the rosary. And there is something transformative about it. I know it sounds so elementary, Father Murray. There was something transformative about it. So now if it's daily Mass or going to a Sunday Mass, is to get there and to appreciate that silence and to have that conversation through a chaplet, through a rosary with God that has made going to Mass something completely different for me.
That's a beautiful witness, John, and I can only say as a priest, when I see people coming into church to pray apart from Mass, I'm so inspired because depending on their schedules, you know, they may be there for 2 or 3 minutes, they may be there for 15 minutes or even a half hour, but I know that the reason we keep the church open during the day is being fulfilled. This is the house of God, this is the place of encounter, and the silence allows, you know, all the distractions to be put aside and open your soul to God. And that's how the Holy Spirit operates. I think all of our listeners have had times when they realized they were close to God precisely because they put aside everything else that they were thinking about and only focused on our Lord.
Now, Father Murray, John and I have a couple things in common in addition to doing the show together, our great love of accordion music. Mm-hmm. No, that's not it. But what it is we both had emergency baptisms as infants because we both had some problems as tiny, tiny babies. Is that done as much anymore?
I don't know. That's a very good question. Part of the question when someone comes in to register their child for baptism at the parish, I always ask, I say, was this child baptized in the hospital? Because it was common practice, certainly for Catholic nurses and doctors in the past, if an infant was born who was, you know, very close to death, that they were instructed properly that they could administer the sacrament of baptism. And in fact, that is canon law. The validity of a baptism does not depend on having a priest do it. The church has always understood that baptism can be administered by lay people. It can even be administered by non-Catholics. Many people don't realize that, you know, a Jewish nurse working at a hospital who who knew that the child being born was being born of a Catholic mother, she could baptize. All she has to do is have the proper intention to do what the church does. So the church now, we do not have as many infants dying at birth as we did in the past. And maybe once or twice I've encountered people who had emergency baptisms and then came to church wanting to, we don't repeat the baptism, but there are ceremonies that can be, the ceremonies associated with baptism that are done even though the child's already been baptized.
Yeah, and that's what happened in my case, is that there was a ceremony at church because I had already been baptized at birth. If you do an emergency baptism, you can use any type of water. Do you need holy water?
That's true. You don't need holy water. No, you can use any type of water. Absolutely.
Interesting. Interesting. We're talking about baptism and, of course, living out your baptismal promises. How do you still do that today? The Feast of the Baptism of the Lord is coming up on Sunday. How do you consciously live out your baptismal promises every day? You recall renewing your baptismal promises. That happens a couple of times during the year, but how do you live them out every day? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, as we continue with Father Jerry Murray live from New York this morning. Our time is 16 after the hour, and in our gospel today, we hear the story of Jesus healing a leper. It comes from the fifth chapter of Luke on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.